Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, it's Jim Metzner.
And I'm Bob Berman.
And this is Astounding Universe. Cooler weather. Things are happening, some we can see and some we can't see, and we've got something for you that may not be entirely obvious or visible.
It's a strange thing, the fact that many of us are near lakes or pass by lakes that are not frozen. Even though the nights are cold, it's way below the freezing point of water. And if we put a glass of water down on the ground next to the lake, when we come back in the morning, it would be solid ice. But the lake isn't. And the water isn't moving. It's not rushing water. So why isn't at least the top of the lake freezing?
All right, I'm going to hazard a guess. There's more water, so it takes more time.
There's truth to that. But this truth to that.
Okay. And see you next week. I'm Jim Metzner. No,
that's okay. Not the main thing. Okay. And this has implications that even go further than that. For example, the Great Lakes often don't freeze entirely in the winter. And because they have a liquid surface, air passing over it can get cooled down, and it produces winter snowstorms for buffalo and places downwind of the Great Lakes. And there's all sorts of consequences on these lakes not freaking freezing the way they're supposed to.
All right, so now for our listeners, here it is, an exclusive. You're probably hearing this for the first time. Why is it that the lakes don't freeze?
I'm so glad you asked, because it has to do with a really strange fact of water, and that is it's densest not when it's close to freezing. Freezing is 32 degrees Fahrenheit, so it's not densest at 33, let's say. It's densest at almost 40 degrees. By densest, I mean, if you had a liter of water at 39 degrees and another liter of water at 70 degrees, the water would weigh more. I mean, substantially more at 39 degrees.
All right, so I'm trying to think this through. So we've got the lake, and the water starts to get cold, and it reaches 39 degrees, and...
And then it sinks, because that's the densest temperature. So the lake starts off in the summer, maybe 65 degrees, and as the cold air comes above it in the fall, it drops the lake temperature, at least the surface temperature, goes down into the 50s, into the 40s. But when that temperature reaches 39 at the surface, it's denser than any other water in that lake. And so now it's going to go to the bottom.
So then?
New water has to take its place.
Warmer water.
Yeah, warmer water is going to be at the surface. But now it, too, can't reach the freezing point of 32 without first passing through 39. And when it hits 39, it's going to sink, because then it's denser than any other water. So you can't get a frozen lake until the whole body of the lake reaches 39. And only then will the surface not sink at 39.
I see. The fact that this water is kind of continually circulating, sinking, and then there's an upwelling of warmer water. And while that circulation, maybe it's slow, till that stops, only then can the whole thing freeze.
Yeah. Only when the whole lake is 39 can the surface now get to 38 and 37 and 36, all of which will be less dense than the 39 below it. And so now the surface can stay at the surface and finally be chilled by the air until it reaches the freezing point.
Okay, so bingo, it reaches 32.
And now it freezes.
Now it freezes, but the bottom could still stay unfrozen.
Yes, yes.
And that's why you can have ice fishing, because the fish will be down below in the unfrozen water, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Who knew? So this is related to mankind's most important activity, fishing. So I'm so glad we brought that in. This winter, if you see the fog rising from the water and it looks like it's starting to get frozen, then it's only because the bottom is 39 degrees and the top part has started to freeze up. But you still want to be really sure about the thickness of the ice before you go ice skating. Is there a scientific way to check that, or is it how thick the ice is?
Don't they say 4 inches or 5 inches for people?
How would you know?
For people?
You'd have to drill and find out.
Unless you had X-ray vision.
Okay. Well, lacking X-ray vision, you need to drill or find out before you go walking on that ice. You want it, so at least 4 inches. Bob, thank you once again for putting things in perspective. So think about circulating water in lakes, and now you know why they don't freeze up right away. Until next time, I'm Jim Metzner.
And I'm Bob Berman.
And you've been listening to
Astounding Universe.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.